Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
We come to Philemon verses 8 and 9, and we're talking about lessons in human authority. How Paul exercised authority, and indeed how we should exercise authority as well. There are some wonderful lessons here. The text is Philemon verses 8 and 9, where Paul says to Philemon, "Therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command you what is fitting, yet for love's sake I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul the aged, now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus." So on the one hand, Paul reminds Philemon of his legitimate authority. I have the right to command you. And that is a reminder that there is such a thing as legitimate human authority, that God has ordained authority in the home, in the church, in the civic arena. We call that government. In the workplace. All of these are areas where God's word stipulates authority that God has designed, and God tells us who has the authority in each of those situations. And Paul, therefore, is reminding Philemon that he has legitimate God-given authority, but though he has it, he could use it. I could command you to do what is fitting, what is right, what I, with my apostolic authority, determine what is right. I have the apostolic authority to determine what is right in the situation, and I could command you to do it, but instead I appeal to you. I am waiving my authority, and I'm coming to you at a different level rather than as one who has the authority to command, but rather as one who would rather make an appeal. It's a very intriguing concept. And we will continue to examine it on this Tuesday, October 31. We're glad that you were able to join us today, and we're thankful for those who were able to help us financially to air this broadcast today. Well, even though authority is legitimate, God has ordained it, even though there's not a single human authority, a single person who exercised God-ordained human authority on the earth that does it perfectly, all authority figures fail, sin, misuse their authority at times. Nevertheless, authority is still legitimate because God has ordained it. He's ordained it in a fallen world in which everyone is a sinner, and everybody needs authority over them because we are sinners, but those who are placed in positions of authority by God are also sinners and therefore don't carry out their authority perfectly. It's a puzzle without any solution in this fallen world. The only way to make those problems go away is to make sin go away. And if there were no sin, we wouldn't need authority because we'd always behave perfectly without authority. We wouldn't need authority to tell us what is right. and wrong. We wouldn't need authority to force us into compliance. You may remember a couple of broadcasts ago, I gave you a definition of human authority, and human authority is the right to give commands and to force obedience. That's what human authority is. And if everybody were perfect, if there were no sinners, then we'd all know what is right and wrong. We wouldn't need anybody to give commands. And we would never disobey the will of God, because that's the definition of sin, is disobeying God's will. So we'd never disobey the will of God if we were not sinners, and therefore we would not need anyone to force us into compliance, to force us to obey. But we're not in that situation. We're in a fallen world, and I'm the sinner, and therefore I react against human authority that's placed over me, but I've got to submit myself to God's word. I've got to submit myself to God's higher and ultimate authority and his right not only to rule me directly, as it were, but also indirectly through human authorities that he designates. That's the rub for so many people. Well, I don't mind having a personal relationship with God and being responsible myself for what I read in the Bible and for what I know he tells me to do. I don't mind having that kind of a personal relationship with God, but I don't want anybody else coming in between me and God and telling me this is what I must do and that's what I should not do. But it's God himself who has ordained human authorities at all these levels that I've talked about in the home, the workplace, the state, the church. God has ordained them, hasn't he? Come on now. He has, hasn't he? So as an act of obedience to God, submission to God, surrender to God, we must also gladly and voluntarily and humbly submit to those authorities that God has designated and placed over us. But we're going to get to this point, which is very important. There is something that is better than a human authority. And what is that? In a fallen world, what is that? We know what it is in a sinless world. It would be sinlessness. That would solve the problem. But what could be better than human authority in a fallen world? And the answer is Christian love. Christian love. Paul is saying, in effect, in verse 8, I have legitimate authority over you, but I would rather appeal on the basis of Christian love. Verse 8, therefore, though I might be bold in Christ to command you what is fitting, yet for love's sake, there it is, yet for love's sake, I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. What is Paul saying? Well, Paul is saying that even though authority is needed in a fallen world, and God has appointed it because of the fallen condition of our world, that what God is doing in the lives of Christians is restoring us from our fallen condition and making us incrementally more and more like Jesus Christ, the perfect man, the sinless man. And the closer we get to that ideal, then the less human authority we will require. And if everyone were acting according to the principles of human love, then this authority wouldn't be needed, or it wouldn't be needed much. If everybody loved his neighbor as himself, then nobody would wrong his neighbor, would he? Right? If everyone esteemed others better than himself in the body of Christ, then nobody would be taking advantage of anyone else. And if everyone loved God with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength, then he wouldn't be disobeying any of the known commands of God. When Christian love is in operation, then the need for human authority almost disappears. I wouldn't say that it completely goes away, but it certainly fades into the background because the operation of godly love, Christian love within us, helps us to operate closer to the sinless ideal. We can't get there because we're not sinless, but it helps us to operate closer to the sinless ideal. And so Paul is laying aside his rightful exercise of apostolic authority and instead appealing to Philemon on the basis of Christian love, because that's better. Yet for love's sake, I rather appeal to you. And the power of an appeal is seen here. And what's the highest motive for an appeal? Love's sake. What's the preferred option? Command or appeal? Appeal. I had rather appeal to you. That's what I'd rather do. For love's sake, again, verse 9, I rather appeal to you. This relationship of Christian brotherhood is a wonderful relationship. I think you'd have to say it's a superior relationship. We don't always operate according to the principles of Christian brotherhood as we should. We don't always operate according to the principles of agape love as we should, and therefore, we have to recognize God-appointed authority structures and submit to them in order to obey and please God, and realize that sometimes they are very necessary because Christian love doesn't operate perfectly and Christian brotherhood doesn't operate perfectly. At times it breaks down, and when it does, we've got to have authority. But in this case, Paul is optimistic that Philemon is going to rise to the higher level. And he won't need to command him. All he needs to do is to appeal to him on the basis of love. And when he does so, he reminds Philemon that he's appealing to him as, number one, Paul the aged, and number two, Paul a prisoner. Yet for love's sake, I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. I am an old man that has lived a long time for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm appealing to you to respect and honor my age and my track record. And furthermore, I am Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. I am even now demonstrating my commitment to Christ by being willing to stand true to Christ even under these conditions. I am a faithful, proven brother. And that is who is appealing to you. And so what Paul is demonstrating is that love does not erase legitimate authority, but it sanctifies it. It makes it operate better. It makes it operate at a wonderful level. And I think Paul was able to take this approach because of Philemon's previous expressions of love. Remember? For verse 7, we have great joy and consolation in your love, Philemon, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed by you, brother. Therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command you what is fitting, yet for love's sake, I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Well, there are a lot of wonderful lessons here, and we still haven't gotten to the end of them completely, so please join me again tomorrow, and we'll return to this subject, and presumably we'll complete it. Until then, this is Greg Barkman, Bible teacher on the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.